It's Tuesday, August 4th, and you're starting your week off strong. You're behind on child support, your ex-wife won't stop bitching, or boyfriend wants to fight you. You're about one more incident from going postal, and it's only Tuesday. But we're right there with you, bud, so take a deep breath, throw some headphones on, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I just fucking hate Apple. Apple's fucking trash.
Yeah, you speak for your fucking self.
Says dude, the motherfucker's got two sets of AirPods, Apple phone, an iPad for his daughter, a fucking Apple Watch.
First of all, Apple Watch is for Smitty because that way we could fucking do the workouts and shit and compete. To that way, me and his fat ass could get fucking back in shape.
I don't know why you had to worry about that.
Our fat asses could get back in shape. My apologies. That was just misworded.
And,
Maybe
you better get up on them fucking calories, boy.
Can you fat fuck?
Hey, Jason worked out today.
Smitty works out 6 days a week.
That's how you got to do it, man. I mean, I can't talk. I sit on the couch.
You sit on the couch. You wake up at 11. You grill burgers at 12:30. You watch Rogan's podcast.
He watches the entire thing.
And then
I do.
He falls asleep. He spills a beer on his lap, and then he, you know, wakes up. And he's like, "Oh, I've got a podcast to do today. See what the old Twitter feed has for news."
I didn't even
aliens. Don't mind if I do. I'll just glimpse over this.
Dude, that was big news. Nobody's covering it.
But apparently Rogan stole everything you said.
He did. Fucking cocksucker.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Madden 22 trending?
Madden 22.
Yeah.
Who knows? Has that even come out yet?
That's only next one year.
Seen that yet.
Oh.
Have you seen them making go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You seen them making a remake of like the original Pro Skater, like Tony Hawk? Like a remake?
Yes. Yes, I can't wait.
Oh, that's gonna be badass.
Yeah. The first one.
Take you back to fifth grade. Well, for me, I mean, y'all might have been in fucking, I don't know, kindergarten.
How old are you, Chris?
I'll be 32.
Oh, 30.
I'll be with you. Yeah.
Remember when we haven't discussed this?
Yeah, I was in kindergarten when that came out.
Well, I remember, like, you got it when you bought, like, the very first PlayStation. It was on a demo disc.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, had, like, I remember.
Pizza Hut. You had to go to Pizza Hut. Yeah.
You got the Spyro game. You got Tony Hawk.
No, it was on the first PlayStation, though.
Yeah. I remember you used to be able to put that shit in. Like, I had a friend that had the game. He would bring it over. I didn't have it. If you put it in the system and played it, you could take it out while it was still running, and you could still play it.
Yeah.
I'd play
that shit. Was it the first one or the second one where every time you fell, it'd get all bloody? Like the ground just had a red streak on it.
Third one or something like that.
I think it was the second one you could do the cheat code for it. And then the first one, I remember the demo. There was two different demos. There was the Tony Hawk one, just the first level overall. Or if you had that fancy jump, it was fucking Tony Hawk and Spyro. That shit used to beat up.
Yeah, that's the one that came with the PlayStation.
That shit was hot fire, dude.
Yeah,
they also had the Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, the Crash Bandicoot from Pizza Hut.
Because I think you could get the were the ones from Pizza Hut, like, were they the full games or were they just demos?
No, demos. It was just the first. Yeah. It was like a small level. Like, I think you had like 2 minutes on the first level.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here. It had Crash Bandicoot, Tony Hawk, Final Fantasy. I swear they had a there it is. Spyro, Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Tetris.
I remember everybody was trying to do that cheat code where you supposedly you could see her boobs in PlayStation 1, but instead
I don't think that was real.
Had this other one. The other one was Tomb Raider 3, Medieval, Metal Gear Solid, Gran Turismo, and Crash Bandicoot Warped. That shit was hot fire.
I just remember I didn't have one. I had a fucking N64, so I always had to go to my parent or I was in my friend's house because I always begged my parents to buy me one.
They were I had the PlayStation, but didn't have the 64, and I liked playing GoldenEye and Quarterback Club.
What game was on the Nintendo that was big?
Mario.
No, no. There was another one. It was like a racing game.
Oh, Mario Kart?
Mario Kart.
No, it's not. God, fuck y'all.
Cruising USA?
Yeah,
that was probably it. I just remember there was one racing game that you could only get on Nintendo, and I had a PlayStation, so I could never play it. My cousin had both.
You remember, like, the when PlayStation 2 came out, and they had all the Need for Speed, like, Underground and all that stuff?
Those games were shit.
Yeah.
Need for Speed Underground 2 was the best one.
What was the ghetto, the basketball? It was like street basketball, but you could beat the shit out of people.
Oh, yeah. It had like Exhibit and all that stuff. NBA Streets. Yeah. The name of it. Because they had NBA Streets and NFL Streets.
Oh, that was Baller, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was NBA Ballers.
That was NBA.
You sure?
You could play with like.
It was NFL Streets. Masterpiece.
Yeah, Streets, you didn't beat the shit out of each other.
That was the baseball version.
That was like Slugger
Fest or something like that.
Slugfest.
You could beat the guy off third base.
Yeah.
You could beat him off, or you could just like kind of shove him off.
Nah, dude, once he comes, he's out.
Put him straight to sleep.
Runners in scoring position, you got to start strategizing, man.
Bro, if that was how you could play the game, Fred would have the best contract in the world. He'd be knocking guys off first in 2 seconds.
You fucking blow loads all over.
Nice of you to put your input back in there, Josh.
You're welcome.
He said, yeah, that was on the first PlayStation, wasn't it? Yeah, motherfucker. I know when you were born and fucking started playing video games, PlayStation 3 was out. So, I mean.
Nah, fuck you. PlayStation 2 came out when I was in, like, second or third grade, but I had a PlayStation 1.
Jesus.
Mm-mm-mm. Your dad had a PlayStation 1. He gave it to you.
Dude, my dad used to play computer games when those got real popular.
Yeah, my dad played
like fucking Sims and shit. Online poker was his shit when that got big, like early 2000s. He used to play the fuck out of some online poker.
And my dad still plays it.
Yeah, but it was different back then. It was like the Wild West.
The Wild West.
This month.
There was no laws against online poker back in the day.
Good old days.
They had right laws for it.
Talking about 10 years ago?
Not even. This is probably like 2002.
I don't say it couldn't be too long ago.
What do you mean not even? That was 18 years ago.
I was saying when the internet got super popular and they had all the online gambling sites out there, you could play, and most of them were legit. They'd actually send you the check in the mail without all the bullshit.
Could you imagine playing online poker on like dial up and having to wait for the motherfucker to the side of it, play their hand?
This man's used his 45-second timer every fucking hand.
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Weren't you playing against a lot of digital people, too, in the beginning?
I think that's a bigger problem now.
Yeah. Is it? The bots and shit now, yeah. And then, what was that movie with Timberlake where there was, like, they got programs that they know, like, what the actual hands, yeah, where they're going to actually be, like, what the flop's going to be, the turn and the river and shit.
Oh, you mean they got bots that can count cards? Imagine that.
No, it's like it knows the fucking... Well, knows all the cards.
Poker, you're doing it wrong.
What happened in the good old days and you just take an autistic kid with you?
Jesus
Christ. I see you woke up fucking happy from your nap.
45 minutes ago.
By the way, they made a movie about that there, Josh.
I know, that's what I was quoting, jackass.
Out of curiosity, who was in the movie?
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, you know what the name of the movie was?
Rain Man.
Okay. But you don't know who the two stars were?
No, you know, at least one I haven't seen that. No.
I mean, one's a pretty, pretty big star.
Well, I mean, both somebody... big stars.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking something else. I was going to say somebody hates that guy, but I was confused.
Well, he probably does because that guy, like, shook that dude's hand one time.
You say Ben Affleck?
Yeah. I think Ben Affleck and this person, like, bumped shoulders in a hallway once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ben Affleck was in that, wasn't he?
Ben Affleck
and fucking... No.
Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise. This came out in 1988.
Oh, that was only, like, 10 years ago, dude.
Back in the Wild Wild West. All right, Joshy, what do you got for us today?
Well, before we get going, Fred, you bet on anything?
I have not bet on anything. I'm going to take a leap of absence.
Just dude. It's DeGrom day.
Yes, I will.
He's trying to celebrate his ups today. He don't want to get down with another loss.
Yeah, yeah. I got a new job coming.
Man, you got a new job.
He doesn't want to take a bet and then spend his first day at work fucking checking his phone every 5 seconds.
No, I'm good now, dude. I'm going back to where the money's at.
Yeah, until next week, and you're like, I fucking hate this goddamn job.
It won't take long.
It won't take long, but I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with a box.
You know how it is. You'll be arguing with boxes.
Is it every 2 weeks I pay you?
No, every week.
Oh, it's every week? So you'll get paid in 2 weeks.
I will get my first paycheck next Friday.
They don't hold a check?
No. I get a paycheck Friday. I work. I'm going to be going there Wednesday, Thursday this week. So.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be your held check. Yes, you'll fucking hate it until you get that first paycheck, and then
look at him telling him how he's gonna live his life.
Yeah, can you tell me what bills that I gotta pay with that the first check, Josh? Or
your first child support? Your fucking bookie.
Or do I splurge a little bit?
You don't splurge.
Splurge a little bit. Get a Dr. Pepper.
Get a Dr. Pepper. Hey, but speaking of something that Chris doesn't like, he doesn't like Dr. Pepper either.
Yeah, fuck what? Dr. Pepper.
Are you serious? I'm not the biggest fan of it either. That's not the first drink.
I'll drink it if there's nothing else, right. But I'm not going to be like, damn, fucking Dr. Pepper.
Chris is a big Mountain Dew fan.
Yeah.
You can tell by the sound of your voice. Big Mountain Dew. I remember when I was working at the Walmart in Lancaster. In Lancaster. And I came back.
And maybe it was in Pennsylvania.
I was doing the oil changes and shit. And my first day there, I came back. And my dad was like, so how was it, man? A lot of rednecks in there? I was like, well, let's just say my manager came out and his hair was down to his back. And he was eating a Slim Jim drinking a Mountain Dew.
Man, sounds like me.
Didn't you say they had like AR-15s for sale in there?
Yeah, they had a lot of shit for sale in there. Used to anyway.
In the Walmart in Lancaster?
Yep. No, it was in Lancaster.
Lancaster?
Down there in Lancaster.
I was being a smart ass.
That's where college, I grew up there. College from Lancaster. Did you grow up there?
That's where I'm from. Yeah, well, Indian Land is still Lancaster County.
Yeah, but don't let him fool you. He's from the rich part. Indian Land.
Fuck you. See, he tried to dumb it down by calling it Indian Land, but we know he means Ballantyne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, my house was like, if you just walked out the front door and a little bit up the street, you were in Ballantyne.
You were at the golf course.
No, we didn't live on a golf
course. You were on the seventh hole.
They had a moat that had some alligators fucking protecting them.
So if you walked out the front door, went over the moat, crossed the bridge, watch out for the sand trap.
It was ridiculous going to get the mail. Thank God I didn't have to go get it, though. Our butler did. this asshole one time, I fucking take him to the bar down the road one time. He's like, hey, can you drive me back to my apartment? I want to have like a few more drinks. I want to enjoy myself. I said, oh, yeah, it's cool. And we're going to make his ex needed McDonald's. She needed chicken nuggets. So, this dude's sloshed.
Needed.
Yeah, I was going to say, needed.
At 2 in the morning.
This dude's completely sloshed. We're in the drive-thru. I do her stupid-ass order. He looks at me dead in the face and goes, I'm going to go throw up in those bushes over there. And just gets out of the car. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
He just told you.
He told me. So then the girl at the cash register was like, I'm fucking tired. You drunk motherfuckers coming up here. I said, that motherfucker ain't with me. I get the food.
He's out of my car.
There's a fucking cop turns around and it's talking to this dude now. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to leave his ass. I ain't going to jail for him. He fucking just walks over to the car like nothing happened. He's like, Yeah, I told my last name was Fiato. Let's
go. Yeah, my dad pulled well, the strings around here. Here's the thing, though. When I went to high school, everyone either went in the military, got hooked on heroin, or they became a cop. So we knew everyone. Fuck you.
And we knew military.
Never done
you can't heroin. Go 15 seconds without military.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that's how my high school was. It was either you, like, only like 10% of the school probably went to college. I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration, but it wasn't a lot. We had a bunch of people die of heroin overdoses.
I think.
But back to Fred's story, when I got back in the car, he was like, man, if that was me, they'd have me in handcuffs.
Yeah, well, I was in the military with this guy, and my dad knows him, and you know, we went to high school together, so it's all good.
Yeah, you know, he had three kids, and his son had three kids, and
that guy lived about three holes down from me.
Fuck you.
His castle wasn't as big as our castle, but, I mean, he got the job done, I guess. I mean, he wasn't
now invited. He's a peasant cop.
Yeah. I was glad I ditched the heroin addiction just like he did.
Dude, I don't know what it was about that school, man. We had, like, I was at a sister-in-law.
It was your parents' income. That's what it was about your school. just right off the $1 million mark. They're like, oh, you can't go to fucking, what's the Catholic school? Charlotte Catholic. You're going to have to bum it out in Indian Land.
Dude, Charlotte Catholic was bad too, drug wise.
I wonder why.
They had a bunch of overdoses. Yeah, like real bad. They had a kid that had a heart attack. When I was in school, there was a kid that lived in my neighborhood who went to Charlotte Catholic. And he had a fucking heart attack from drinking Monsters and doing coke.
Well, first of all, I don't think you're going to compare to Chris's neck of the woods because he went to Alamo.
Oh, yeah, we have. No, I didn't go to Alamo. I grew up in Alamo. I went to West, but I didn't.
West.
Stanley County is like the fucking drug capital of North Carolina, apparently.
Stanley County is pretty bad with the fentanyl and shit.
Yeah. Like, it started out, like, it used to be like Salisbury, and somehow it migrated over into Stanley, like in Alamo, Norwood, and all that shit.
Y'all's fucking drunk driving incidents, like people getting killed in damn accidents because they're drunk. Like,
well, that's because their
roof.
Idea of fun is getting out in their fucking truck and driving through the fields.
It's no bullshit. Like, it's through the roof. Like, their percentage-wise, like, not the amount, but percentage-wise, it's higher than Charlotte. Like, people that get killed in damn car wrecks.
Wouldn't know nothing about that. So,
yeah. You need a next subject?
Dude, right by on the 4th of July when me and Bree were driving home,
from your wedding?
There was a dude that was on a four-wheeler and decided he was going to get on one of the ramps coming off 485. Like, he wasn't on 485, but he cut through the woods, got in the ramp, and got hit by a car. Damn, the state trooper responded, and then the state trooper got out of his car, and he got hit. He's still – the kid on the four-wheeler died, and the state trooper's in critical condition still.
That's tough.
Yeah. And we drove straight past that exit. There were fucking fire trucks everywhere, cops everywhere. And it was a kid that got hit, and the cop got fucked up really bad. And apparently he's a son-in-law for a big preacher in Charlotte, the cop.
So at what point of your low-paying cop career do you just say, he probably deserved it, let me keep riding?
Those state troopers and sheriffs make pretty decent money, don't they?
Yeah, state troopers make the most, I think, like starting out. They're also cocky assholes.
I went to high school with like seven of them.
Dude, state troopers treat city cops like shit. Like, they're fucking dickheads. There's a rivalry between like the state police and the like regular city cops. The sheriff's department's the way to go if you want to be a cop, because they don't do a lot of traffic stuff. They mostly just serve warrants and handle things through the courts.
When did you become a fucking cop expert?
I just have a lot of cop friends.
Oh, what, the high school with them? Forgot it.
Yeah.
You look like a cop.
I would never be
a
cop.
You look like a cop.
You look like a cop.
I thought about it at one point.
I bet you did, you cop. Thought about
it. If I ever became a cop, I would go federal or something. I wouldn't be a regular cop.
I have a cousin that was a detective with the sheriff's department and shot herself in the fucking foot. Like, how? I don't know if he was cleaning his fucking gun or playing with the wolf. I just remember here. I remember going to the family reunion and hearing about it. And I'm like, what in the
fuck? Did you guys call Cheddar Bob?
Yeah. Don't you have to be like a pretty good cop to get promoted to detective? Isn't that like?
Oh no! If you knew this cat, oh my god!
I think you.
I think it's a used car salesman now.
That is the most white trash redneck shit I just heard. At the family reunion, I heard about it. It's a used car salesman.
That's the guy that was in charge of the fucking streets.
Was he married to your other cousin?
Yeah.
Can you imagine going back to work or like calling your fucking boss or
could you imagine going back to work, Josh?
No, it's my worst nightmare.
Oh man, got him.
Oh god,
that was fucking smooth. Dude,
I've been through fucking three different jobs before this motherfucker started working again.
I'm not going to, I'm just gonna retire.
You can't make me. No, I got a podcast.
We got 47 5-star stars.
5-star reviews. We're fucking 5-star rated on Apple.
That's a 5-star podcast. That's a 5-star podcast.
Yeah, right.
God, I'm gonna start advertising.
Yeah, it is pretty solid though. I don't know where the hell they came from or what people were thinking, but
just think we about appreciate this. It. Yeah. 47 people not only listened, but they were like, "Man, this is so good. I'm gonna give it 5 fucking stars."
I'm thinking
either that or they felt bad for it, and they're like, "Shit, we got."
I'm not listening to this shit no more, but I'll leave my present on the way out.
No, dude, people aren't that nice.
Well, like, most hey, people. Man, they went 45 seconds without saying queer. I like it.
You know what? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe we need to start saying queer more. Maybe they were like, "Man, finally a podcast where they say queer."
Yeah,
I'm looking for this.
Finally, someone with some fucking balls.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
I'll make a new account and give another 5 stars to Grumpy if it's any with no runs.
Oh, shit.
Basketball finally came back, thank God.
When did it start? I mean, I lost my bet on the game last night, but I actually watched the whole thing and like listened to it and everything. It's actually pretty good, their setup that they have.
How are they doing it now?
They're all in like a. There's 3 hotels that they're staying at, all in the same area, and they have like, I can't remember how many courts they have, but they have a bunch of courts set up, and all the teams are down there in one location, in Orlando, and they just.
That's kind of smart.
How many?
Yeah.
How many hotels?
I think there's 3 hotels.
About three hotel. Over yonder.
I was listening.
So
to,
they're doing.
CJ McCollum talk about it today, and he was saying, like he said his setup's pretty good. You know, he's like. Got everything I need in here. The only thing that sucks is you miss being able to like get out and drive somewhere, see your family. But other than that, everything's fine.
So are they going to play all their games in Orlando?
Yeah, the rest of the season is going to be in that bubble.
That's not a bad idea. And Florida's already fucked anyway, so if they spread the virus, who cares?
Well, they don't have any positive tests. They're killing it.
Yeah, they're doing good. It's not like baseball. I mean, you had another game just fucking postponed yesterday because
baseball is a disadvantage, though. I mean, you got to play in these ballparks, and you can't go play a fucking little league fields or anything. You know, you got to.
Well, they had the shit in Arizona where they could have done the bubble, and they all turned against it.
Why don't they just go to an area like fucking Raleigh where they've got all these colleges and a baseball stadium? So it's but not like there's a house crowd.
Well, the fields are shorter and smaller, but they do play spring training in centralized locations. I don't know why they couldn't just do the
regular season. Wait, but a college field's smaller than pro fields?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I figured well, they're not college all the and same pro
size
the same.
Either. Like all the pros.
Yeah, a baseball field size. Is all different. Like the Green Monster in Fenway, what is it like? I think it's only 295, but it's fucking 30 feet tall, 20 feet tall, whatever it is.
Damn.
But then you got like.
How old are you, Josh? And you didn't know that baseball fields are different sizes?
Yeah.
Huh. So baseball is the thing where it's the white ball that you throw at the bat.
I know you and your.
I was thinking fucking cricket.
Yeah, they didn't play baseball in the military or.
Oh, yeah,
No, they do. But dude, cops you have can softball actually leagues. Get on. You can, in the military, you can get on a men's softball league, and that can be your job for the entire year.
What?
That's all you do.
No,
I swear to fucking God.
I'm fucking driving trucks.
There's a guy in my unit named Stevens.
We're going to the military.
One more out.
We got a guy in my unit named Stevens, and I'm in the reserve, so it's like, you know, every other or one weekend a month, you know, shit. But he got a job for 1 year. He was playing men's softball, and he did it full time salary, everything for a year. And you know, softball season's only goddamn 2.5 months long.
Yeah, but if you're doing that job, that's 12 training. Months.
They weren't. He said they were getting fucked up every night, going out to bars and shit. And they trained
that's
for like
part
3 hours.
Part of the training process.
Yeah, dude. You ever played a beer league?
He said their practices were like 3 hours a day, and an hour of that was them just at the weight room.
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to stay drunk to play drunk. That's the first rule of men's softball.
Unless you're in a church league, and half people.
We were gearing up for a fucking deployment, and this motherfucker was playing softball.
Well, didn't you and me used to drink too during the church league too, Smitty?
I didn't. It's too fucking far of a drive.
Yeah, we went to Carmel's a couple times.
After.
Yeah, you're right.
The length of the drive has no effect on Fred's drinking.
Oh, there's a winner. Holy shit, I want to bet. I don't know what to do.
How much you make?
$50. Nothing major.
It's not bad. What'd you put down?
I think that one was 80. 150.
You put down the mortgage on the house.
Yeah.
I wish I could. Sweating that one out.
No runs in the first inning of the Mets game.
Are y'all betting on the election this year?
I'm not.
I am.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking Trump.
He's still an underdog, isn't he?
Yeah, I still can't.
That's why he's taking it.
Yeah, I don't see how he's
the most
lose.
Unpolitical person in this podcast is going to bet on a politics just because the underdog.
I just don't see him losing.
Dude, if you go out on the lake, any one of the lakes around here, every fucking boat has Trump flags on it.
If you go to the fucking hood.
I think he would have had a bigger lock if Kanye would have been able to secure more states. Because I think that's what's going to sway it.
If Kanye?
Yeah.
You think people are actually going to vote for him?
You think Kanye's going to sway the election?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's my whole take. I mean, I almost feel like hear me out before you judge me. Hear you all the way out.
The aliens.
I think ain't the fucking aliens. I mean, I almost feel like Kanye might have got pressured to run from Trump.
It's possible.
Trump you know is a +140 by the way.
But what I'm saying is, think about it. If the numbers are close right now. And all these people are voting just against Trump. They don't necessarily like Biden, but they're going to vote for him rather than Trump. So if you give them somebody they will vote for that's not going to win, but draw the votes away from Biden to put the bigger vote back in Trump, I mean, that's if I was Trump, that's what I'd have done.
But why not pick someone a little more stable than Kanye?
Yeah, like Ralph Nader.
No, you got to pick somebody they're going to vote for. It don't matter how stable they are. He's not going to win. Like, Kanye knows he's not going to win. Trump knows he's not going to win. Biden knows he's not going to win. But you put somebody in that position that's going to sway the fucking vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I think we just need the Russians.
Yeah. There's always that.
You got enough of them on fucking Instagram.
Or the mail-in ballot.
Yeah. Sorry. No, they do mail-in ballots. Biden's going to win by 99%.
Yeah.
For some reason, a lot of our fans are Russians.
Wonder why.
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore? Where are they?
A lot of those. Whenever you make a fucking new Instagram dude, I'm telling you, when you get a new, like I started, when I made the Instagram, I started following all these pages and like liking these pages and shit, try to get followers. And for some reason, they were all fucking Russian.
That's called a Russian bot.
I know. They just fucking attacked our Instagram. But they've fallen off. A lot of them unfollowed us. Now we have normal people.
I'm not sure they unfollowed us. I think they just disappeared.
Yeah, their accounts got deactivated by Instagram. Dude, they fucking. Y'all ever get those messages from Russian bots, too?
Nah. I just get messages from these really hot girls that want to have sex with me.
And yeah. There'd be 33 other guys tagged in the message.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, those 33 other guys, I mean, come on. We're studs.
Oh.
Anywho.
I got a good topic for today.
Oh, it's about time we brought it up. Shoot. 45 minutes into the fucking podcast.
So I know this hypothetical guy who has this hypothetical cunt of an ex-wife who her boyfriend is hypothetically a cop.
You pick one thing and fucking roll with it, don't you?
Yeah. So hypothetically, how did the story go?
This fucking bitch, every time this guy drops his kids off from having them, she looks for a fucking reason to fight with him. And 90% of the time, he'll just ignore it and not argue with it. But on this particular occasion, he dropped the kids off an hour late, which this hypothetical cunt drops the kids off an hour late to him almost every fucking week. But it's a big deal when this guy does it. She flips the fuck out and says, well, I'm not giving you the kids anymore because I don't trust you to follow our court-ordered agreement and drop the kids off the right time. Even though I do it every goddamn week, I drop them off late because I'm late for work.
Wonder who these hypothetical people are.
I don't know, man. This woman's a bitch. I mean, I don't even think she could be a real person, how much fucking bitch she is.
I mean, hypothetically, she sounds like one, so.
We start going back and forth. She tells me, or tells this guy.
Continue.
That he's not getting his fucking kids anymore because she can't trust him, and he didn't answer one of her FaceTime calls over the weekend because she desperately needs to talk to her kids in between her fucking coke sessions. We start going back and forth. Everything's good. And then this hypothetical guy starts getting pissed off because he's like, yeah, she's really not going to give me my fucking kids anymore. So he starts calling her a cunt. And then the boyfriend decides he's going to get involved at 11 o'clock at night and start calling him and then texting him all fucking night saying, stop calling my future wife a fucking cunt. And don't tell her that she made up stories about getting raped and she's a fucking bitch and a pathetic fucking loser. And this is what happens when
this hypothetical story got hypothetically dark.
Hypothetically well, quick too.
This is hypothetically what happened. It escalated. But, this hypothetical guy messaged her back after getting pissed off and said, you're the product of a neurotic mom and a junkie dad, and they made a whiny little bitch like you that has nothing better to do with her life than just seek out drama. And then one of her stepkids got COVID.
Bitch.
Fucking hate it. One of her stepkids got COVID, and she wanted to blame this hypothetical guy, even though his kids do not have COVID, for giving her stepkid COVID. This hypothetical guy is not around that fucking stepkid. So it just went back and forth, and the boyfriend decided he's going to get involved, get all pissed off. So we start arguing, and when a guy threatens this hypothetical guy, he can't fucking stop. So he just continues to call her a cunt, but ramp it up and make sure it's in every fucking sentence he sends to this guy. And it just goes back and forth until 1 o'clock in the morning.
This hypothetical guy ought to send him a box of donuts.
Hypothetical,
bomb. I was gonna go with like a pound of bacon, but
yeah,
Who doesn't like?
So how does a hypothetical junkie live with a hypothetical cop?
She stopped.
You a cop?
Okay.
Is he a cop?
Like a cop. But I went on this guy went on a tangent talking about how.
This is the most confusing fucking story of all time.
Huh?
This story's fucking confusing.
Anyway, so I went on this fucking tangent about how she's just fucking using you and she trapped you with a baby. And he's like, no, she didn't. I'm like, well, you guys met. And then 2 weeks later, she moves in with you with her two kids. I don't think it was love at first sight. She realized that you had your own fucking place and your own fucking money. And she was living with her mom because she just got divorced and needed a fucking place to live, hypothetically. But no, it's fucking love. And even though they broke up and got back together when this guy found out she was pregnant, it's fucking love. She cares about him. he wants to stick up for and risk losing his job, getting into an argument with her ex-husband who does not give a fuck what he says to anybody. And then tell him to not call her a cunt, like telling me he's going to stop.
Well, you've been holding on to this shit all day, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been so fucking mad I can't even get this fucking story out, right? All we do is fucking fight. I hate it.
See, this hypothetical guy that I know that's me, I didn't say a fucking word when I dropped my shit. When I dropped my daughter off this weekend, it was perfect. Like, I gave my daughter a kiss and a hug, a little pat on the butt. She went in. She went in her mom's car. Mom looked at me. I looked at her, and we both basically said "fuck you" through our eyes. We walked our separate ways. It was beautiful.
That's exactly what I did.
Being me, I didn't do a fucking thing all weekend. I got drunk Friday night, fucked that shit off on Saturday. Went and saw my mom on Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
Smitty, we should get us some hypothetical kids, right? So we can partake in some of this.
Hey, I bet you don't want one hypothetical kid to raise online or something. I'm like, man, that fucking kid won't stop. Find a hypothetical baby mama on whatever fucking simulation game we're playing.
You get just be prepared to be called a shitty dad every fucking time.
Hey, if I was you
paying
guys,
child support,
I would hypothetically adopt a kid that's like 20, so that way you could just like charge him for rent.
I mean, that's,
you know,
I figure after 18 they're on their own.
Yeah,
all right, 17 and 8 months.
Well, 4 months is a long commitment, dude.
All right, my bad. 17 turns 18 in like 2 weeks.
I worked for this really shitty company. Oh, you guys probably don't know them. But I got hurt, and for 6 weeks they didn't pay me at all. And so I couldn't pay my child support payments. Yeah, didn't pay me a cent for 6 weeks. In the hospital. Like in the hospital and shit, wasn't getting paid.
I visited you around that time. I think I also took a fucking plane the same goddamn day you got hurt.
So
you got hurt on the job and they wouldn't pay you, huh?
Nope. And so I couldn't pay child support. But once I got everything semi worked out and got some money, I paid my child support first thing I did. And I still hear about that shit every time I get into a goddamn motherfucking argument about how I'm a shitty ass dad because I didn't pay child support for 6 weeks.
Tell me how you really feel.
Hey, man.
I was getting hell before I was 5 minutes before they put me under, like to take me into the OR and do surgery. I have this stupid cunt on the phone to me telling me I need to pay child support and I need to figure out how I'm going to get the kids tonight.
I think
and
the
I'm
people
4.5 hours
listen,
away.
Listen to podcasts to get away from their problems, not bring yours on.
Yeah.
Maybe they can listen and realize their lives aren't that bad.
Anyway,
this might be our best episode yet.
I had a great day so far. I had a pretty decent weekend.
I don't know about you, Chris, but this makes me happy knowing that I don't have that shit to deal with.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, actually, I feel a lot better about myself right now.
Chris fucking played Batman today. Fucking welding while standing on a thin ass fence.
All friends are standing on the side of the phone.
That was the sketchiest shit. Yeah.
That's, dude, you should have seen. Oh my God. I posted it on a. Posted on a Facebook page like a bunch of other like fencing contractors in the U.S.
Yeah,
and every other fucking comment was OSHA violation that safety this safety that. I'm like, oh my God, get a fucking life.
It's not an OSHA. Jeez. You work for yourself,
huh? No, you still have to follow them. I mean, you still got to follow OSHA down rules and stuff like that.
That did not look safe at all.
It wasn't that high.
No, it wasn't that it was high. It was just you were standing on well. Was it like a fence, like two fences that you were standing on?
No, it was one. It was like a 5/8 picket. But it had a corner there, so I had 1 foot on a corner.
Okay, so that's what I saw. Other one was,
yeah.
It still did not look stable. It looked like you were about to fall with that damn welder in your hand.
Chris is starting a new parkour. It's called parkour welding. And it's really taken up in Russia. So.
Parkour.
I've never seen anything as dangerous as this old guy me and Fred used to work with. I think his name was Paul. He put a pallet, a raggedy old pallet, on a forklift and had them raise him up on this pallet to the top of a tree. And he was using a chainsaw to cut the limbs of the fucking tree while standing on this broken-ass pallet. That's 70
years
old.
No, that was me.
No, this is – I'll send y'all the picture of it. Have you done that before?
Yeah.
At the same company?
Was this before? Yeah,
it was after you left.
Oh, you guys all
okay? So he must have. I must have trimmed it in the spring. He was trimming it in the fall.
Well, no, he was taking the whole tree down, but he was going from the top. Oh, like, okay. You know, yeah. Cutting no, all
see,
limbs.
I had to trim the tree, and I was like, "You've got all of these workers, a certain ethnicity, in here, and you want me to get my ass up on there."
A manager too.
yeah. You want the fucking GM to get on this fucking forklift with a battery operated chainsaw and trim this fucking tree.
Have you ever worked out in the summer with a battery operated chainsaw?
No.
That shit, like, so I got a battery operated weed eater, and that motherfucker overheats every 5 goddamn minutes. The battery. I gotta take it inside.
If you shave your fucking pubes, if you shave your pubes more often, it wouldn't have that fucking problem. You got more fucking time on your hands than anybody in this fucking goddamn podcast right now.
Dude, it takes me like 3 days to edge up the yard.
Jesus Christ. You poor, poor wife.
I didn't want to buy a gas one because when I went to Lowe's, the gas ones were like $250 and they had a sale on this battery one, which I see why. It was like fucking $65. I was like, hell yeah, I'm just get this battery one. You got to, didn't know you have to take the batteries and stick them in the fridge every fucking 5 minutes.
Bet you remember
batteries in the fucking fridge.
Because they overheat because it's 100 degrees outside and then you're running this damn weed whacker as fast as it'll go.
Well, that's what happens when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I got up at 10 today.
Hey, did you guys see that video of the woman swimmer put a fucking glass of chocolate milk on her head and swam across the entire pool and didn't spill a drop?
No way.
Yeah. Fucking insane.
Nah, that's got to be fucking funny.
America.
She's probably not American.
I did see the video where, like, the dude smacked the shit out of, a Burger King clerk at the counter. Like mid-sentence, the guy behind the counter saying, like, you're on camera. Before he could get camera out, the dude just, like, jack-flapped the shit out of him.
He made that decision way before.
Yeah. Well, that, like, the guy that's standing on, you know, the customer sitting there, and he's bitching and yelling and saying that someone in the back is going to get, like, arrested for life for stealing. I think they, like, shorted him on his chicken nuggets. Like, he didn't get all of his chicken nuggets.
God damn.
Pitching this big-ass fucking fit, talking about he's going to have someone arrested. And then the guy behind the counter goes, well, you know you're on camera. And then all of a sudden you just see him, like, smack the guy's glasses off and then walk out the fucking door.
Well, that's how Fred ends arguments.
Man, he wanted his nuggets.
First of all, there is no need to swing on somebody over a fucking Burger King chicken nugget. That is disgusting.
If it was Chick-fil-A, I could see it.
Yeah, you got to step up the
quality. Oh, they'll probably give you a whole fucking...
I'm pretty sure if you smack somebody at Chick-fil-A, you're getting struck by lightning from outside.
Yeah. If you got shorted one chicken nugget at Chick-fil-A, they'll probably give you another 12-piece.
They'll give you a whole bag.
Probably.
They fuck you on the fries there, though.
What? You can find something to bitch about. This is probably somebody that wakes up at fucking 4 o'clock in the afternoon and bitches about.
Well, no, they fuck him on fries because he probably gets it through Postmates and his damn driver sitting there eating them on the way to go deliver it.
He's more for me to get. He's more for me to get. I can't wait to get off work so I can get this shit.
Bro, I've always wondered if they do that shit.
Well, if you get your shit from Bojangles, they put a seal in the bag.
Yeah, and on the cups. See, no, nobody's which I guess they can
fucking aggravate on the cups.
Ain't nobody like finger diddled your food.
Yeah, none of the other restaurants do that though. I've probably had a few cubes.
I think McDonald's might.
I don't get McDonald's ever.
Just you one of those?
It just tastes like shit to me. I used to love it when I was a kid, or if I was drunk. But it just tastes like fucking shit.
It is trash, dude.
Did y'all ever hear the story about P and me and all them talking about McDonald's? He said, I make enough. Yeah, P in here. He said that he made enough money that he could afford decent food. He didn't have to eat McDonald's anymore. I said, you motherfucker.
Who said that?
Peyton.
Oh, my God. What a fucking cocksucker. Damn money on fucking scratch-offs.
Was he in the, was he in the same high school as you, Josh?
No.
he
probably went to Audrey Kell.
He probably had a bigger house.
Or private school. Yeah.
That's right. He was homeschooled. That's right. That's what that motherfucker said. He was he was varsity of his baseball team. and the other guy that worked with said, motherfucker, you were homeschooled. I lost my absolute shit.
Does he even make a lot of money?
I don't know. I mean, he's about got to. About got to.
I know his wife's about killed him for fucking losing money gambling.
No, nah, his wife.
Who hasn't lost money gambling? Yeah. No, but he loses bad. And just ask
but
Fred.
No, he loses money he borrows.
Yeah, just ask Fred what happened.
Which time?
Fred fucking, yeah, Fred time you used your fucking bookie's credit and Peyton didn't pay you back for fucking three or four weeks.
The fucking time this motherfucker tells me, he's like, yeah, I gamble like $4,000 or $5,000 a weekend. I'm like, all right, well, shit. They only give you $1,500. He's like, all right, cool. This motherfucker blows $1,500 in less than 72 hours. And then I was like, pay on Monday. This dude said, hey, I ain't got it.
Well, you should have known he didn't have it if he couldn't use his fucking bookie.
I was like, what the fuck? So I had to go, I had to talk to him, and I had to pay that shit.
Well, I would have killed him. You still think being a bookie's a good idea?
What'd you say?
I said, you still think being a bookie's a good idea?
Yeah, because a bookie's the one that got paid, not the one that was gambling.
Are you intimidating enough to be a bookie? Or do you think people would fuck you?
I think I know people who are more...
Maybe as long as all of his clients are his family.
There's a couple people he's going to be working with that could probably help him out.
That was a good one. That was a pretty good one. That was a really good one. Wow. Fucking third degree burn. I can't wait. I'm going to tell my boss to go fuck off on the last day of work.
Sure. Which is tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Nah, I'm gonna come in on Friday after I do orientation all day Thursday.
What's your backup plan, Chris?
I don't know yet.
I'm trying to convince him to start fucking selling drugs so we could just go to Florida, pick up a whole bunch of coke, go back to Charlotte. We do it once a month.
Hey, with your heart connections, Josh, they don't have a fucking thing going.
Yeah. Don't do it with Fred.
Yeah, he doesn't see.
Well, yeah, Fred can't keep his mouth shut.
No,
He's trying to take my cut of the share. That's all it is.
This joker stays on the phone all day long. And who are you talking about today? Saying that they tell too many people, and I'm like, dude, you tell everybody. Like when you start talking about this job.
So
when
this joker
started talking about his job, everybody that called, hey,
I see what is happening.
Yeah,
I see what's happening. 100%.
Every time somebody called, be like, hey, guess what's happening? Hey, guess what's happening? Guess what I did today? I'm like, dude.
Chris has heard it, the same story 300 times.
Oh, my goodness.
You need to just make a group chat with all of your contacts in your phone and just send it out once. So that way,
and Chris though couldn't stop fucking laughing from around like 7:30 to 8:30. It was a pretty good time. I'll tell Josh after the podcast, but that was a good fucking time.
What happened?
I can't say it.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. Yep. Can't say it. It's funny you should, though. Can't say it on the podcast.
Hell, I've done forgot.
Anyway, how about The Rock?
I guess it involves Jason.
No, it don't involve me. I mean, I was there for it, but how about The Rock this buying the SFL?
Oh, yeah.
That's a poor investment.
Do you smell the million. Purchase The Rock?
He got it for $16 million?
15.
Dude, that's not a bad deal, actually.
Your team changed, didn't it?
No, 15. You couldn't buy a fucking player in the NFL for $15 million.
Yeah, he got a whole fucking league.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably only buy like fucking 12 Wayfair cabinets for that.
One, if you get the right one, you know what I'm saying.
I wonder if they buy them.
Have you noticed how that went silent though? Like you ain't heard nothing else about.
People are all about this pedophile shit. That's just wild, man.
I wonder. You know what else has gone silent? Those records got unsealed about Epstein, and apparently, you know how Bill Clinton was saying he's never been on that island or anything? Motherfucker's been on that island a minimum of 3 times.
Yeah, but there was one girl that said that Trump was never there, and they were trying to pin him in there.
Oh, they were, dude. They released these fake court documents like 2 months ago, saying that Trump was involved in this child sexual abuse case with Epstein. And man, if that was true, that would have been released in 2016 when they were doing everything they could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was fake. But Clinton, it's confirmed that he was there. And what's it, Prince Charles? Or who is that fucking prince?
Prince Andrew or some shit like that?
Yeah, something. Yeah, I don't think it was Charles.
I know what you're talking about, though.
But he claimed he never knew this one fucking girl that claimed he raped her. And there's fucking pictures of them together. What is that like, fucking
how
time?
Dumb can you be?
Well, mate. Maybe he didn't know her name.
Yeah, that's a very good reason.
He showed him the picture.
I mixed up all these fucking 12-year-old girls, man. I didn't know her.
I wonder if, the people that buy, the cabinets, the Wayfair, I wonder if they, they look at it like a deck of baseball cards when you buy it at the store. Like, I'm just hoping for the white kid. Or I just keep buying it every time until they get the white kid.
When you're doing that kind of shit, you got your pick of litter.
Oh, so they're buying the pack of cards that only have 3 baseball cards with a chance of getting the autograph in it.
Uh-huh.
No, okay. But they're getting the one that has the guaranteed holographic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the baseball card thing, is that still a big deal?
No.
What are you talking about?
Like people still collect baseball cards and
shit?
Yeah,
it's baseball cards, football, basketball, baseball.
Dude,
basically, what he's saying is like all the guys that grew up in the 90s when baseball cards, football cards, basketball cards were really popular, they're making a comeback. It's basically like the same thing, like a retro thing. Like people wear certain clothing back in the 80s, and then 20 years later, it becomes popular again or whatever.
Yeah, but is it still gonna be like the old ones that are worth it? Or
the old ones have their certain value, but. What he's trying to say is basically is these newer cards. So, like a LeBron rookie card back in like 2004 is worth so much now. I can't remember what it is, a couple grand or 20 grand.
These older cards, current players, is what's hot.
But okay. But what he's saying is to buy newer. So like the draft class that just came out. He's saying like buy your Zion rookie cards online, and yeah, you might pay $300 now, but if Zion becomes a good player. You know, it could be a couple grand at the end of the day. Or if he's, like, as good as LeBron or Jordan, it could be 20 grand. But what he also was saying is you could also gamble on some of these rookies that you might think is good, and their rookie card could be worth only 50 cents to a dollar. Who's the – one? Whoever the rookie player for the Hornets was this year, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. His rookie card was, like, $1.60. But he's like buy 100 of them,
yeah.
And then if he comes out to anything, say if his card's worth $18 or $20, it's almost like buying a stock at that point.
Yeah,
essentially
yeah.
That's what it
makes
is.
Makes sense.
It's very smart. I mean, that's how Michelle's son. That's what he does. He just buys and sells baseball cards all the time.
Another side of it too is a lot of those people that grew up in the 90s when that was really big. They're adults now, so they actually have the money to put into stuff like that. Like, they're real into it when they were kids. They can, but they didn't have to rely on their parents to buy them baseball cards, their birthdays or whatever. Now they've got money.
I've got fucking shoeboxes of baseball cards somewhere in my parents' fucking attic. From the early 90s.
Yeah, but see, there was so mass production. I mean, if you find somebody who was worth a damn, yeah. But the reason why baseball cards are worth so much, like the old cards, is like back in like, Hornets Wagner and stuff like that. Hornets Wagner was mass produced, but it came in the back of a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
And it's not the same size as an actual baseball card today. But it was so mass produced, everybody just kept on throwing the card away.
Yeah.
I think now there's only 10 in the world or something like that that's left. So, it's just over time it grew value. Same thing like with cards in the 50s, they would put the baseball cards on the back of the bike and make that rattle noise and shit. That's all it is. Same thing. Pokemon cards are coming through. I mean,
I got a shit ton of them somewhere too. I never knew what to fucking do with them. I just knew they were fucking. I just knew all the other kids at school had them, so hell, I started buying them. I got a shit ton of those somewhere.
I'm telling you,
it's like those Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
That Yu-Gi-Oh was like for the kids born like 99, 2000.
Yeah, like you, Josh.
Yeah.
95 motherfuckers. And that was the kids that were younger than me were into that. Pokemon was starting to die out and getting taken over by Yu-Gi-Oh, but it didn't last long.
I never understood. I was a Pokemon guy. Like, I never understood the Yu-Gi-Oh.
It was a game. It was kind
of, it's the same like thing
Dungeons
as Pokemon
and Dragons. Yeah. It was a knockoff Pokemon, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand what it was. I never understood the appeal of it.
Show wasn't even good.
Have you seen the old dude on YouTube? I don't know if he's from China or Thailand or something, but this fucker has got a bicycle with like 150 phones strapped to it.
Yes.
That rides around his town trying to play fucking
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
What a guy.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I bet he's reeling in the chicks, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Chick, I guarantee he's a pedophile.
Every single phone has a battery too on it. That is what's like fucking mind boggling. Every single phone has a cord plugged into this giant ass battery.
Could you imagine being that big of a fucking loser?
I mean, it's an old dude. I mean, dude, he's like 60 or 70 probably.
That doesn't disqualify him from being a fucking loser.
At least he's getting his exercise in.
There you go.
That man's going to live to like 95.
Yeah, we're going to strap some on Smitty's damn stationary bike.
Hey, man, you go right ahead, bro.
Man, he's doing better than them damn old dudes smoking cigarettes, playing chess, and drinking Colt 45s.
Hey, man, yeah. That's my retirement plan. Leave that alone. Yeah. Me and Fred's going to be down by the dock somewhere fucking
playing spades.
What are you hating, Josh?
I got my retirement plan in the drawer next to the bed, fully loaded, ready to go.
Why are you trying to make that sound like it's a bad? That sounds like a fucking wife.
I'm about to say, you sound like you've already been retired. Like,
I am. It's not as fun as you'd think it'd be.
Oh, that's fucking boring.
It is boring as fuck.
That's when you had to go, like, wake up in the morning on time and go to, the gas station. You ain't gonna do that all the time. But
that fucking cunt. Who are you to talk, motherfucker?
Hey, I drop my kid off on time every time.
Man, so but, you got what on time?
I drop my kid off all the time on time.
Oh, I thought you said you wake up on time every time.
No.
That was a lie.
Who are you trying to kid?
No, absolutely not.
Luckily, you don't have to be at your new job till 5.
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. He'll still show up late.
Hey.
How to get that last game of Call of Duty in.
When you wake up at fucking 12:30 every goddamn day, I don't want to hear shit about me waking up.
Yeah, you'll be waking up at the same time. Different than Fred fucking worked all night.
But I used to show up late to work every day and nobody noticed.
My bad. I was reminiscing, but the time that I fucking came into work 20 minutes before Josh did. And got chewed out and got threatened to get fired. Meanwhile, him and some other fucking pickle smoocher just walks in, like, as I'm getting cursed out, like, better go clock in.
I want to reminisce of the other day when I called Fred. I was like, hey, man, you up? He's like, yeah, I'm on the way. Meanwhile, his phone's breaking up, so I know he's in his fucking house. Surprise! You know what I'm saying? He's sitting there like, he's like, well, I mean, I was in the car. I was like, no, you weren't. He's like, well, I was in the driveway.
I was in the driveway, and I have right where I parked my car is where I don't have service also in this fucking house.
You don't have service anywhere in your house.
In the driveway.
A 5-mile radius of your house is a fucking dead zone.
Quit trying to cover for him, Smitty.
And he lives in a populated area, too. That's
not
what I don't
for
get.
Him. He's probably sleeping.
There's a Verizon store like half a mile from his house.
Every time I call Smitty in the morning, before like 7 o'clock, he's already like, "Oh shit, he's not up, is he?"
Yep, if I'm outside smoking my cigarette at work, every day when I get to work, first thing I do is set my shit down, walk out, smoke a cigarette. And if I see my phone going off and Chris's name pops up, like, "Oh shit, Fred's late."
But the funny thing is, as soon as I send a fucking like group chat out, talk shit about him, the fucker like it's like clockwork. He'll fucking call me back. And it's, oh, no, man, I'm good, I'm up. Meanwhile, I've been called him 20 times right before that.
There's no waking his dickhead up when he's out.
Well, no. My thing is, like, he acts like he'll wait until he's in the car coming. That way he's good and woke up and his voice sounds awake and just be like, oh, no, man, I've been up. What are you talking about?
Dude, they've had to call his mom before to see if he was alive.
I thought I was going to start calling his damn sister.
Yeah, Jason's probably got her number. that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Funny how.
I'm like a fucking clown here to amuse you. You fucking cocksucker.
Oh, Pesci's going to sue us.
Sue us how?
Civilly? Sue us how?
Hey, Adam Schefter said that there's a deadline for the NFL players to opt out, and it's Thursday at 4 o'clock. How the fuck are you going to put a deadline on guys opting out of the season?
Just to get paid?
Global pandemic.
I guess. What happens if they opt out?
No season.
No season for them. I mean, they don't get paid or anything, but
they don't even get paid their guaranteed money?
I don't know. I mean,
if I was the NFL, I wouldn't pay them.
I don't. Like, how can you put a timeline on these guys opting out of a disease that could possibly kill them or their family members?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I feel like they're just as likely to get it if they're not
more,
playing.
But they're more
probably
likely
more likely, yeah.
No,
yeah,
if they're playing, I'm saying.
If they're playing?
Yeah.
Really?
One person gets it, and you're bumping up against that guy for fucking 3 hours?
But yeah, but what I'm saying to you is when they're in season, I mean, they're mostly like training, working out, practicing, playing, and shit like that. But if they're not, they're out going on vacation, doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? People with that much money, they're not going to sit at home like
you
and me.
If you have the option of knowing that you want to sit out so you don't get the disease, you're going to take other precautions to not get it.
I bet
if you're playing, well, I mean, fuck it, then that's their fault. But if you're playing, like, if one guy gets it on the other team and you're bumping in that guy for 3 hours, you don't really have a choice on whether you're going to get it or not.
To think about this, though, even if you're like a third string player, you're probably still getting paid, what, $250,000 a season?
Oh yeah, there's some motherfuckers in the back of the line just praying all these jokers opt out, that way they can finally get their moment to shine.
Yeah.
But why would you opt out, like, for knowing you could get this amount of money? Like, either it's between $250,000 and millions over the current. Like,
some
I feel like they
a
would
lot of these players
that.
Probably are. I mean, with the time changing, man, I mean, some of them probably living year to year, but a lot of these guys probably invest their money. I mean, it's not like Brady doesn't have to play anymore. Fucking
no.
Antonio Brown doesn't have to play anymore.
The real good ones.
But here's another way to look at it. Okay, say you're a really good player, and you know this season's going to have to who do opt out. So that's going to throw like the odds of everybody, you know, who wins, who loses, who goes, you know, to the playoffs and stuff. It's going to throw it out. So are you going to risk playing a season and risk injuries and all that, knowing it might be for, you know, for nothing because half your team's not there?
Well, I mean, unfortunately.
That's what the decision needs to be made, but that's also not the easiest fucking decision in the world, you know, especially for these back-end guys. So how are they supposed to make that decision by Thursday at 4 o'clock?
It's going to make gambling tough if you got a lot of guys that aren't used to getting field time playing.
You live and you learn and you adapt.
Yeah.
The money's still going to be thrown in there.
Oh, it'll be thrown in there.
Giants are still going to suck. We've, I think, had three guys already declared that they're not playing this year.
I think we had three, too.
I think was Leonard Williams.
How about the fucking hey, you see he showed up injured?
Yeah, showed up with a fucking hamstring injury. I was like, how the fuck do you show up hurt?
But how about these clickbait articles? I saw one yesterday, and it was like, oh, Cowboys starter opts out of the season, and it shows the like a behind the line angle, and it's like showing Elliott. And I clicked on it, and I was like, well, it's obviously not Elliott, or that would have been bigger news. So who is it? And it's a fucking fullback. They're trying to get you to click on it, thinking it's going to be Elliott, but it's a fucking fullback.
Well, it's because they
not have a fullback last year.
I think we've always had a fullback.
Was it a couple years ago that you had a tight end at a fullback or some shit?
Maybe I'm mad.
Tight end is a fullback. How do they not have backup fullbacks?
Because a lot of teams don't use fullbacks.
Yeah. Oh. They only use a fullback for what? I formation, goal line.
Yeah, a lot of teams don't use fullback. Like, they don't even carry a fullback on their team.
It's a dime position.
Who's your team, Jason?
Cowboys.
Oh. I know a guy that you would be really good friends with. It's an older man.
Every time I hear someone say that,
I think I know where this is going.
Every time Fred, I've ever heard somebody Fred is a big fan of him.
A mutual friend of Fred?
Yeah. He did kind of cause some turbulence in their relationship, but.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Snowball.
Fuck that guy.
They weren't allowed to work on the same shift.
Kevin!
Snowball.
Fuck him. God, he was in a movie, wasn't he? Like Django?
Yeah.
Can't see fucking shit out of this thing.
He played the butler. Fucking asshole. Yeah, he come up to me when the fucking Giants are like 2-14. Oh, Cowboys or Giants suck. Meanwhile, the Cowboys just got knocked out of the playoffs. I'm like, dude, we didn't play this week. You guys lost. He's like, well, at least we played. And it's like, in the same fucking boat. Go back to work.
Either fucking way, neither one of them's going to the Super Bowl.
But you post one thing about don't be a menace in the hood. And he's like, well, that means black people hanging. What? This fucking low dog shaking his head, yes. He's like, I'm 57-year-old black man, and that means that black people hanging. I was like, where? That dude
wasn't that a meme from Friday?
No, don't be a menace.
Oh.
It was before your time, man. It was 94.
Yeah. There you go, Jason.
It's bound to happen. Someone had to keep the streak going.
Oh.
Let's see. I think we're out of topics, guys.
Yeah, huh? I think so too.
I think we're out of topics.
Nah, we got plenty. We can talk about
how you're not going to edit any of this spot out. We can talk about. I got a deadline to meet. I got to publish this in 5 minutes from now. As soon as we get off the phone,
dude, we got fucking listeners waiting.
Hey, how about this shit? How about I got the Mets game on in here, and it started raining, and you know how the fucking DirecTV the signal always goes out. Now it just went out all the way. But I came back in here earlier. And it said that something like only the HD signal went out, and I was still able to watch it in standard definition. When the fuck has that ever happened? And standard definition, by the way, fucking sucks.
No, they make it suck so they can make HD sound like or seem like it's better.
It's fucking way better. If you watch standard definitions, it's terrible.
Dude, it's the same. It's the shit the companies do. It's the same thing. Like if you have an iPhone, you send a video to someone who doesn't have an iPhone, it comes out blurry. But if you send it to another iPhone. These companies do it so they can sell shit.
Well, they're doing a good job because I'm not fucking watching standard definition. Unless apparently if it's raining.
DirecTV sucks dick anyway.
Fucking first of all, watch your goddamn mouth.
What are they, a sponsor?
No, I just fucking been riding or dying with DirecTVs for like 10 years.
Well, I don't need a new cable.
First of all, what do you do with your life?
What do you mean, what I do? Cable? What the fuck do you watch on cable other than sports?
The Challenge?
I don't know what it is.
You don't watch The Challenge? Yeah, that fucks up The Challenge pretty heavy, man.
I don't have cable.
Comedy Central?
I got Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime.
ESPN?
Oh, speaking of Amazon Prime, have you watched that show called Upload?
Nope.
It's not bad, man. It's kind of funny.
Is it a new one?
Yeah, it's like when you die, or I guess like right before you die, you could upload your brain or something into this thing, and it takes you, when you do die, it takes you to some fucking thing that you, never mind, fuck it.
It's confusing to explain, but if you watch it, it's not that bad. It's kind of funny.
But if we do that, how do we go up to the spaceships of the aliens?
Jesus Christ.
I know. There's people legitimately working on stuff like that, though, where you can, like, upload the information from your brain.
Well, I think the point they were trying to do was, like, if you upload yourself into this place, you can live there, basically, but you're dead, like, in real life, but you're still living in this other place, like a digital place. And then eventually they want you to be able to put your brain out of that, or your spirit, or whatever the fuck it is, back into a regular human body.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same concept.
I mean, it's not like brains. It's not like one of those sci-fi shows where, like, everything's, like, super confusing and shit like that. It's more of a comedy.
It's really not that fucking bad. Black Mirror.
I need some titties in it, too. Well, Black Mirror is shit, though.
It is. But it's hard to follow sometimes. If you go up to pee and you come back, you're confused as hell.
Well, I got Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime, and I don't know how to hit pause.
No, so I got a Roku TV.
The digital fucking TV things, streaming services, but he still watches TV like a fucking pilgrim.
Yeah.
Add up all his bills is probably more than cable.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But Amazon Prime, you get the one day shipping and the music and the movie thing for like $15 or $10 or whatever.
I mean, I have it too. I'm just saying.
It's a great deal. Every time I order something from Amazon, I mean, it's here the next afternoon.
Not anymore.
Well, today's Tom Brady's birthday, by the way.
You mean not anymore?
They got, like, delays on shit now on Amazon.
I don't know. I ordered something 2 weeks ago. It was here quick as hell.
Well.
Like, I probably ordered it at 11 o'clock at night. It was here before 4 the next day.
Sure you didn't sleep for 48 hours?
Yeah. That's probably what it was.
I never know what day it is either, so it could have been fucking 5 days later.
It was fucking on Friday. I thought it was Wednesday last week. And then I had a moment. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
You were probably happy as hell.
Yeah, it's a good feeling when you think it's a different day and it ends up being Friday.
Yeah, I mean, unless you've got nothing to do any day.
Well,
then it just doesn't matter. The only time I know what day it is if I got to get the kids that day.
Yeah, it seems like that's the likely story.
The only time you don't know what time it is what time to drop them off, though, right?
Oh, shit. We'll get 1,000 text messages when it's about time to drop them off. We're not there. I'll get told how shitty of a dad I am.
No, a hypothetical guy does.
Yeah. Had the kids out on the boat. Fucking, they're having a blast, but apparently I'm a shitty-ass dad because I was an hour late. Lost track of time.
Didn't you learn how to fucking show up early in the military?
Dude, normally we are early, like 15 minutes early. But yesterday we went out on the lake. We were out there all day, and we just completely forgot what time it was. We pulled the boat out, and it was like fucking, I don't know, 5 o'clock. I was supposed to be there at 6, and we're 2 hours away. So we were like, fuck, all right, we'll text her. And it turned into this whole shit show. But we were there at 7. We're supposed to meet at 6. But every time I got to bring the kids to her, she's always like, I can't make it till 6:30. But it's a big deal when I'm there at 7.
Oh, well, then you shouldn't have said nothing. You should have just waited. Because you were going to get bitched either way. So, I mean, you should have rolled the dice and just seen if maybe she was late too.
Holy shit. Well, you guys want to hear some crazy shit? Let's talk about how incredible Jacob DeGrom is. He's allowed one earned run or less in more than half of his career starts.
Damn.
That's bat.
Fucking goat.
That's some goat noise.
What?
Bat. I said that's some goat noise.
Oh.
That's a sheep, isn't it?
Whatever. Yeah, it's just take it and run with it. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, shit. Dude, I heard a funny joke when I first, like, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago, where it said condoms were invented in the 1600s, but Muslims were using them way before that. They just didn't take – recap. Condoms were made in the 1600s, and they took the lower intestine of a goat out, And but then they said Muslims have been doing that for 1,000 years. They just left the intestine in.
Oh god,
that was a little racist, but that was a popular joke going around the Middle East, like soldiers over there.
Oh. Is that racist or religious? What do you call that?
Is being Muslim, is that a race? Like, how, no, it's if not you're a race. Jewish, no. You can be Jewish as a race and a religion.
No, you can't be Jewish as a race.
Yes, you can.
What?
100%. Someone back me up on that. Like, there's a Jewish race. I mean, that was Hitler's whole thing. Otherwise, no, that people was his, just converted his, to Catholicism. His,
no, that's because Hitler thought it was a race. They didn't make it a race.
I'm pretty sure being Jewish is a race.
Okay, I might be a fucking idiot for disagreeing with you, but I'm going to find out.
I don't know. I might be wrong, but I think on 23andMe, it'll tell you if you're Jewish.
Jesus, is being Jewish a race? Wikipedia says, who is a Jew? Washington Post had an article. Is Judaism an ethnicity, a race, a nationality? Trump signs an order and provokes an identity crisis. I'm not reading this whole fucking article.
Who gives a shit?
It says, it's a religion, yes, but then again, many who identify as Jews aren't religious. It's passed down from parents to children. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's religion.
Elon Musk claims the pyramids were built by aliens. There you go, Josh. Gets criticized.
He's another one who's lost his fucking mind.
Invited to fucking Egypt. That's fucking hysterical.
Well, that's it. Thanks for tuning in. If you want updates on future shows or have ideas on how we can improve, follow us on Instagram at JJFCPod. That's JJFCPOD. And shoot us a message. We'll see you next week.